67 degrees, and that I'm going to go ahead and predict right now. Jason Cans, I'm predicting here at the start of the best 5 minutes of the day that 67 is the warmest wake-up temp you will see the rest of 2023.
You're on the record.
Yes.
I hope you're correct.
I can't imagine we'll have a warmer wake-up temp than that the rest of this year.
I sure hope you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Warm start.
It is Partner Pledge Day today, and for a number of years now, we pick out a day. A lot of times it's a Wednesday that we say, hey, our goal is 100 partner pledges. And again, it could be 100 people or it could be, you know, I mean, one person could do the whole thing. So it's a partner pledge means you can count on that individual making a gift to WIB Incorporated, our nonprofit corporation that buys airtime for 20 either short form or long form shows here on WWIB. That you count on them for that tax-deductible gift, potentially tax-deductible gift, $103.70 to WIB Incorporated between now and the end of the year. So you don't have to do it today. You don't even have to do it this month. But you just saying, hey, you can count on us for that. So how about that?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we welcome hearing from folks, and we'll take you either live on the air at 723-2555 or welcome you on the listener line, and people are... welcome to chime in there as well. And we've got one that we will get to here shortly. In the meantime, hey, your birthday's 3 weeks from today.
It's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 3 weeks. Hard to believe.
I mean, you have everything you need. So, you know, your family, I mean, there's nothing for them to buy, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm at that point now where I think that, you know, there's always that question, what do you want for your birthday? And it's like, I don't really know.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of books that I haven't read yet. So, mm-hmm. Adding more books to the to be read pile is not necessarily a bad thing, but,
yeah.
You know, I think of being a kid and you know, I don't know if you remember like making Christmas lists or birthday lists when you were a
sure.
kid,
uh-huh.
And they'd be like, you know, pages long, you know, you go through the Sears catalog and, find a million things. And, Now I think it's those factors like spending time with family and so forth that become increasingly important.
You just want time with your little granddaughter, Rosalie.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the biggest joys of my life these mm-hmm. days. So.
Yeah. Well, it's been joyful to read through the 66 love letters of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And we're sadly, in some ways, up to love letter 62 today. 1 John, I was just talking about. I want to know you and the real truth about who you are. And in the epilogue of that book, Larry Crabb offers us the story everyone needs to hear. It's the Bible in 66 paragraphs. Jason, here's how he does 1 John. Get your take on this. He says, you've never seen me. You've never laid eyes on my son. You've not felt his literal embrace. And therefore, you've never experienced the fullness of unmixed joy that is my spirit. But you've had tastes. You taste the reality of real life. Every time you love others for our sake and theirs, by loving, you can enjoy communion with me now in this life until our union is complete in the next.
I like that idea of tastes and glimpses of the future promise. You know, that we can see, we can get something that increases our hunger or our longing for that perfect love that one day comes toward us.
And again, it's funny because I think Larry's book, Inside Out, has such a brilliant start. It was his bestseller, but I mean, just that idea about there and in other places talking about that battle in the church where you've got wings of the church who want to promise seemingly heaven now. And it's just like, it's not here yet.
Right. Yeah, and it's that, you know, that phrase I've heard before, between the already and the not yet.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we're living in that space of the already, but there's still this longing for what is yet to come, this future promised perfection.
Right. All right. Hey, let's close it out. We got letters to the beloved. It's we got a lot to tackle today. Mark 2:15-17.
Yeah, it says, later Levi invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with many tax collectors and other disreputable sinners. There were many people of this kind among Jesus' followers. But when the teachers of the religious law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with tax collectors and other sinners, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with such scum?" When Jesus heard this, he told them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call those who think they are righteous, not to call those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners."
All right. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you've got one paragraph on those three verses. Ed Welch made your book. All right, here we go. Back at home,
yep.
Jesus had a casual dinner with his disciples and several guests of questionable character. You might think of them as non-church folk. The grumbling theologians were back at it, asking why Jesus would eat with people who would never be welcome in the synagogue. He told them that he had a special affection for those who know that they're sick and need healing, those who sin and need redemption. Ed Welch was right when he said, "Not fitting in is the primary criteria for entrance into the kingdom of heaven." Not surprisingly, those theologians were quite sure they did not need a redeemer. Final thoughts.
Yeah, that quote from Ed Welch, you and I were there to be able to hear him say that for the first time. That was from the Larry Crabb Conference. And, you know, that idea of so often we just don't fit in, right? And that's exactly what God is looking for, is people who are like, "I don't know that I fit here. I don't know if I measure up." And God says, "You're welcome."
Hmm. And I think what stands out to me as I ponder that, I mean, the Gospels are so different than we'd expect, right? I mean, the religious people get, those are the ones Jesus gets most upset with, the ones who looked good on the outside. And the fact is that it's a huge deal that everyone's made in the image of God. And Jesus said, "You're hugely important because you're made in the image of God and you have a soul that's the breath of his mouth." So,
absolutely.
All right.
Sounds good.
Happy Partner Pledge Day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Morning, Mark. This is Joe. Just calling to give my pledge of 103.70. Been a listener since you started. Love the station. I'm completely blessed by it daily. You people all do just a great job and bless the listeners so greatly. That we just thank you. And the new younger people that are coming on are certainly a blessing too. And of course, Dawson does an awesome job in his afternoon program. Love you all. God bless you. And congratulations on over 40 years, 50 years. Bye-bye.
Good morning, WWIB. This is Doug from Sand Creek. And I would like to pledge $103.70. You have blessed me all these many years, and you're the only station I ever really listened to. So thank you, bless you, and I hope you meet your goal. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How's it going today? I'm calling in for Partner Pledge Day. As I think about it, I think back to when I was younger, going on a tour of the station up at Cornell at the time, and you know, that I've listened to WIB off and on over the years, but over the last probably 20, 30 years, I've listened to WIB quite frequently. I remember I used to listen to work that even though I worked at the sawmill, I had set up a headset and my earmuffs on my hard hat, and I would carry a small radio and listen back in the day when you would do your program front page and stuff, and I continue to listen. I love in the morning when you and Jason do the best 5 minutes of the day. Also love that you and Caleb, your banter back and forth most of the time and the different things that you do. I listen most mornings. In the morning, I'll get breakfast and I work out for a couple hours and I have the WWIB on as I work out and just listen to you guys back and forth until 9, and then I'll listen to Focus on the Family in the morning, and it's just so encouraging for me to be able to have the station and stuff to listen to. And even yesterday when it wouldn't come through the echo, that I still listened on the radio because we still have radios. So, but anyway, I'm going to give two partner pledges this morning, and you guys have a great day. Love your station. Happy 50th anniversary.
Good morning. Whitehall, I absolutely pledge 103.7 for the month of October, and always, I love your station. I've been listening to it for over 20 years, and it just, your messages and inspirational words in the morning and music, it just feed my soul. They lift my spirits, and no matter what I'm going through, it's I can always find something through your broadcast that just like, whoa, wait, this is God talking to me. This is what he's telling me. He's telling me to cheer up. He's got me. God has got me no matter what. And God has got every one of us. And I just thank you for always being there to remind us of all the ways that God has got us. And I love you guys and have a great day. God bless.
All right. We were trying to hit 25 partner pledges in the 7 a.m. hour. Again, a partner pledge. And we want to keep hearing from you. 715-723-1037. It's just your pledge between you and the Lord that before the end of this year, before the end of 2023, you'll give that gift of a suggested $103.70. We heard from Randy jumping into that partner pledge pool. Thank you so much, Randy, with that gift of $103.70. And also, looking at this, we mentioned that we heard from Ben and Crystal, and that was actually not one, but two partner pledges. And I can't remember if I played the splash, but it's fun to play. So we'll make sure we have that, Howell. But also, looks like right before the top of the hour, we heard from Will from Hillsdale. He says, just wanted to write a quick note and let you know how much I love WWIB. You've all been such a blessing to me for 20 plus years, and I consider you all family. Put me down for a partner pledge. I love you guys. We love you too, Will. Thank you so much, Will from Hillsdale. And again, getting caught up here. Again, we love hearing from all over the place. Mm-hmm. Here's another splash jumping into the pool. Roxy from Ojibwe says, yeah, $103.70. I'll do that before the end of the year. Thank you so much. And this was cool as we were trying to make that goal of hitting 25 before the end of the hour. Amber and Paul from Eau Claire said, hey, we'll jump in and we'll do a partner pledge as well. Jump into that partner pledge pool and say, we'll give that gift of $103.70. And then as I was chatting, she said, you know what? Make it two. Make All it right. two partner pledges. Nice. One for each of them.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amber and Paul. And we need to set a goal here for this hour. So I do believe, Havel, if my math is correct, again, yeah. I was a comm major, so it's always comm major, you do the math. But yeah. I do believe that we were able to hit that goal of 25 partner pledges in the 7 a.m. hour. But now, what are we going to do in the next 52 minutes, friends? Our goal is 100 partner pledges before the end of the day here, and we got to figure out before we're done at 9 a.m. what we want to do here, Havo.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, I think obviously the 8 o'clock hour, a little challenge. Some have gone to work and school, so if we're at about 37, 38, I mean, 50 seems a little low. How about 55? How about if we get to 55 total?
Can we get to 55 total partner pledges before the end of the WIB Wake Up Show? It starts by hearing from you, 715-723-1037, 715-723-1037. As we're saying, it's a pool party, right? So dive in. We're having some fun with that. We want to hear that splash a lot more times. You never know when those mystery pop-ups might come.